From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Megan Lee. By the end of 2023, local governments in Missouri have spent 11% of the millions in opioid settlement payouts that began arriving more than a year before. The settlements came after city, county, and state governments sued many drug companies for their role in the opioid crisis. Drug overdoses have killed more than 23,000 Missourians in the last two decades. Chesterfield is one of the few cities spending the money. Prosecuting attorney Tim Engelmeyer says around $30,000 in settlement funds have established an alternative court that directs people to addiction treatment.
The analysis looks at public data on pollution from Tyson plants that have to have a discharge permit from the US EPA. It finds a majority of the pollution happened in Nebraska, Illinois, and Missouri. Omanjana Goswami is one of the study's authors.
A large part of the pollution is kind of clustered around the Mississippi River Basin. Eventually, a lot of this flows into the Mississippi River, which then finds its way into the Gulf of Mexico.
The study identifies 30 pollutants Tyson released, including millions of pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus. Goswami says those nutrients can contribute to the hypoxic dead zone in the Gulf. A Tyson spokesperson says the company works to run its operations responsibly and mitigate environmental impacts. I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri law states settlement funds must be used for addiction treatment, prevention, and other abatement strategies. A local group advocating for sports betting to be legal in Missouri has submitted twice the number of signatures required to put the issue before voters. The Winning for Missouri Education Coalition says they turned in more than 340,000 signatures yesterday to place sports betting on the ballot. The signatures now must be verified by the Secretary of State's office. According to the proposed constitutional amendment, sports wagering would be regulated by the Missouri Gaming Commission and be taxed at 10%. The money generated would go towards education. The issue could go on either the August or November ballot. The meat processing company Tyson Foods was responsible for more than 370 million pounds of pollution between 2018 and 2022. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports on the findings in a report released this week by the Union of Concerned Scientists.
The analysis looks at public data on pollution from Tyson plants that have to have a discharge permit from the US EPA. It finds a majority of the pollution happened in Nebraska, Illinois, and Missouri. Omanjana Goswami is one of the study's authors.
A large part of the pollution is kind of clustered around the Mississippi River Basin. Eventually, a lot of this flows into the Mississippi River, which then finds its way into the Gulf of Mexico.
The study identifies 30 pollutants Tyson released, including millions of pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus. Goswami says those nutrients can contribute to the hypoxic dead zone in the Gulf. A Tyson spokesperson says the company works to run its operations responsibly and mitigate environmental impacts. I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri's Attorney General office will represent the state senators being sued for defamation over posts about the Chiefs parade shooting earlier this year. Senators Rick Bratton, Denny Hoskins, and Nick Schroer posted on social media misidentifying Denton Laddermill as both an undocumented immigrant and the shooter, according to the Missouri Independent. The Attorney General's office argues the case should be dismissed because the senators were acting in an official capacity when they posted. The office argues legislative immunity protects the senators from defamation claims. I'm Megan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.